Well, interestingly, the lark ascending, which of course is so often associated with this country and played in this country, also travels incredibly well aboard. And when I played in Mexico, it was one of the works that I performed. And there was an absolute hush that came over the audience, and I always find this no matter where I played. And so you really get the feeling that people have drawn in their breath, they are waiting for this first entrance of the violin, and so it's almost as if I draw my own breath in as well, ready to hopefully take a flight. But it's an incredibly moving piece, and it's a very, very beautiful piece to play. It doesn't mean that it's easy. It's not terribly easy, in fact, but it should feel as if it's just carrying everybody along on this great wave of seamless and beautiful music.
Can you remember when you first performed it? Can you remember how you felt when you first performed it?
Yes, I first performed it in Salisbury Cathedral, actually, and that was a very beautiful place to give a first performance of it, and also a supportive place, because it's nice to have an acoustic with a bit of length on it, because if you play in a very dry acoustic, then the sound just drops like a stone, which you definitely don't want your bird to do. You want the bird to float. And so if you're playing in a more resonant acoustic, then there's a feeling that that the air is carrying this sound and this this bird along. And so I felt quite nervous about playing it because I hadn't ever done it before, and it is deceptively hard. And yet when I started playing it and got into the piece, as is so often the way, all my nerves disappeared, and I just absolutely loved the experience of bringing this piece to life.